It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Mike in Ramtown. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Tiki?
What's up?
Evan?
Good, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to say, Tiki, Evan, I love you, but I gotta side with Tiki on this. If we're going with the New York Giants, mm-hmm. and they have, as you've said yourself, offensive line to fill, skill position players to fill,
mm-hmm.
quarterback to fill, you can't fill all those by trading away your draft picks for a prospective quarterback. That doesn't make
you
any sense.
You can.
When you have all those many holes to fill.
You can if the guy you're drafting becomes Eli Manning.
Okay, well,
but how often
okay,
does that happen?
Okay, that's fine, but that means next year, with a rookie quarterback and no skill position players and no offensive line, that means a reset year.
Well, yeah, it does, but look, here's the way I would phrase it. Take all the picks it would take to get to the number one overall pick, and all you've got to do is look at past trades of teams jumping from 7 to number 1 or 14 to number 1. And you know what it's going to cost the New York Giants.
You're 1, a 2, maybe 2 twos or 3.
And a
future 1.
Okay, it's damn expensive. We all get it. It's going to cost you another first-round pick, multiple second-round picks. I get all that. And let's fill in those draft slots with all the players you want to draft. Some you hit on, some you don't. But they're all, you know, linemen, wide receivers, skill position guys. And add those up and compare it to the potential franchise quarterback. What are you taking? You're taking the franchise quarterback. It's not even a discussion. It's not even close. Now, you have to hit on the quarterback. And the problem right now with you, my friend, is you're afraid. You're afraid. No, that's what you are because you said it. Well, what if you don't draft the guy? Well, okay, you fail.
Right.
There's a risk involved. I know that. But the reward, dude, is so much higher. You have Eli Manning or name the franchise quarterback you want to come up with. It's well worth what you gave up in draft capital. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, of course.
Then you do it.
But it's just hard to know if it's actually going to hit.
You don't know. But, dude, you're afraid.
Of course.
You're scared.
Because if I'm the Giants, the last thing you need is a miss. In a big move like that. A miss is you're not getting forgiven for missing, right? Different teams you can get forgiven.
Yeah.
Different circumstances, different guys, you'll get forgiven for missing. This Giants circuit, they're not getting forgiven, and so it has to be right.
Is that why you wouldn't make a trade? Because you're afraid of not being forgiven? That's not a good reason.
Well, you're gone.
But you're gone if you don't win anyway.
But here's the thing: if they miss this year. And we find out in 3 years they're a bust. There's a good chance in 3 years, no matter what, you're going to feel the same way about this Jones deal or anything else. Like, at some point, even if we like Daniel Jones, and I'm the guy that will scream and say I love him, he's a hit away. Like, the injuries are too much to ignore. Forget the play. They're going to have to make a call, and they're high enough up the board right now that it will cost you less in future years.
Well, and also, you talk about, you know, losing your job and the risk of things. I want to use your buddy as an example.
Go ahead.
I want to use your guy, Tom Coughlin. Tom Coughlin was winning games for the New York Giants, right? They were in the playoffs in back-to-back seasons. You retired.
Yep.
And you know where Tom Coughlin was? I could tell you firsthand because I was right here at this radio station. His ass was on a really hot seat.
Yes, but he didn't need a quarterback.
No, but my point is winning and getting to the playoffs sounds great right now. It's not enough. Got to win.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But I'm actually not even really talking about the coach. I'm not talking about Dave's. I'm talking about Joe Shane. Like, these decisions that he has to make are, they're going to alter the franchise.
Yes.
And so.
I agree.
It's a powerful position to be in. And all I'm saying is you better be right.
Well, we agree with that. The question is, do you want to put all your chips on the table or you want to be conservative and draft a project in the second round? Because that's what you want to do. And guess what? You're facing the same risks. Because if you don't hit on that project and Daniel Jones is hurt, where are you? You're screwed.
Yeah, but where do you have excess draft picks? Second round.
Yeah.
So like, if you take the guy, and I hate to do it because it's a game, but Michael Penix just didn't impress me yesterday. It didn't impress me last night. And all season long, I was intrigued by him. And then in Texas, he destroyed him. I mean, the first play of the game or one of his first throws of the game was like just bomb. Like, God, this kid is accurate down the field. And he just did it over and over again. Last night, he looked lost.
And that's more evidence on why you have to be aggressive and trade for the number one overall pick, because if you do that, you get your pick. And I know you don't love Caleb Williams, and I respect that. He's too tiny. That's Tiki's issue, right? Mm-hmm. He's too tiny.
Well, he's also, I don't know, he's mercurial. It bothers me.
You could say he's a weirdo.
No, not that, because I don't know him, but just like some of his responses to things, just I don't know.
So you like Drake May, and if you trade for the number one overall pick?
I like a guy who fits the profile, big, strong, doesn't have to like move out of the pocket mm-hmm. in order to see where he needs to throw the ball over the middle, because so much of the NFL is crossing routes and, you know, hitting these digs that are right in the middle of the field, and if you can't see him, you're not going to throw him, right? So one size is another, but two, how you carry yourself, I think, is so important. And there are very few examples of guys who just came off as knuckleheads who were really good, like, ambassadors and CEOs of your football team. It just doesn't work. It doesn't happen.
And I think more so in this town.
Absolutely.
More so in this town. It takes a lot. And I know the Zach Wilson era is over, and I don't want to say any bad things about Zach Wilson anymore, so I'm not. I'm going to compliment him. Being a quarterback for the New York Jets, and I think the same applies for the Giants. In weird ways, it's maybe worse with the Giants because there are even higher expectations. Yeah. You're following in the shadow of Eli Manning. With the Jets, you're following in the shadow, no offense, of a guy that hasn't quarterbacked in 50 years
mm-hmm.
or 45 years, if we're being, you know, really exact on it. And I thought Zach Wilson, for the most part, and have always great moments, he handled it well
because
it's not easy.
You're not wrong about that. It was hard to be where he was, and you never felt like he... One time, maybe, the whole Patriots thing a year ago.
Yeah.
Other than that, he answered the questions, he stood up, he took the heat, and just kind of felt bad for him at times, but he handled it right way.
See, now I feel bad for him. You know why? Because I don't have to deal with him anymore. He's gone.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You're going to do things that don't serve the greater purpose of the team as a whole and yours as a defensive coordinator, then the hell with you. And I like Wink.
I agree with you that if Wink Martindale was undermining the head coach, then Brian Daboll had every right to get rid of him.
Yes.
My issue was, and this is why I sensed the conspiracy yesterday, was I didn't like the way they did it. That's all I'm saying.
Hmm.
And right now there's a game going on, clearly, because Wink still hasn't officially resigned. So there's a game between the Giants and Martindale concerning how this breakup occurs.
So here's my thing. I don't care how things get done as long as they get done. I'm not worried about people's feelings. I'm not worried. It's football. You're talking about football. It's win-lose. Ultimately, by the way, let me back the hell up. It's entertainment. So, and these guys are paid good amount of money. I'm talking about these assistant head coaches, right? Players played a good amount of money. There's no victim here, right?
I agree with that.
Right?
There's no victim.
When you get fired, it's likely because you earned your firing. And so, just like yesterday with the whole Saints going for it or scoring a touchdown on the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, should they have done that? No, I can agree with that. But do I care that they did? No, I also don't. Should he have fired Dave Wink the way that he did or handled it the way he did? No, but am I okay that he did it? Yeah, completely.
Okay.
Because it was earned. And so to me, this isn't about, right, I feel for Wink or I feel for, you know, what's going to go forward. It's Dave's felt like he was aggrieved, had an grievance against Wink Martindale, and he moved on from him. How it happened was strategic because they don't want him to go to the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's the biggest thing here.
Yes.
Like we're talking around it, but the Philadelphia Eagles made a bad choice for defensive coordinator after Jonathan Gannon went to the Arizona Cardinals. Sean Desai was not ready for the job. He got put down or demoted, and they had to, who is that? I forget who it is now. I'm forgetting. Matt Patricia filled in that role. They have not been good. Wink Martindale in Philly would be awesome. The Giants don't want him to go to Philly.
So this is a cat and mouse game now.
100%.
That's why he hasn't officially resigned yet. Right. The Giants didn't want to fire him.
That's right.
And now we hear
Jordan Renan saying he's given his resignation. And then late last night, Josina Anderson saying, "Oh, it actually hasn't happened yet." And then we see him at the airport this morning with his Yankee cap on, and it's like he's kind of just heading down. But hasn't actually done anything yet.
Uh-oh. Do we have breaking news about Wink, or is it?
Yeah,
about did the Mets acquire somebody?
No, about this situation. Yeah. At Giant Insider on Twitter, your buddy Chris
Bisignano. That's my boy. I like that guy.
3 minutes ago, this was his tweet report on the situation.
I trust him. Whatever he says, yes. I'm with him on.
It's okay. Now official?
No. The Giants haven't made an official announcement on Wink. Why? Well, Wink stormed out of the meeting with Dabes. And last night, they couldn't get in touch with him. And from what I understand, they still haven't been able to get in touch with him.
Well, they won't because he's on a plane going to Sarasota.
So until Wink officially resigns or comes back, we wait. So Wink is ghosting Dable and the Giants.
Well, it also shows late in the show yesterday, Sean read, I wouldn't even say it was a conspiracy, but a quote-unquote leaked text message in which there was a story that Wink and Dable had a meeting together.
Yeah.
Where Dable told them they were getting rid of those coaches. And Wink basically said, "Your offense stinks. Yeah. You haven't been able to gain a yard on me.
Yep. Go blank yourself.
Go kiss ass."
And by the way, that Instagram account is saying they think they got duped and that wasn't true. That happened since the show.
Right.
But either way, still hearing this, it feels like something like that.
Well, it sounds like Wink's pissed. It sounds like the intentions.
Actually, it sounds like he wasn't duped. Like that.
Well, that's what's crazy. But maybe the exact quotes about basically we kicked your ass in practice. You know, that's stuff.
That's semantics. Who cares?
Yeah, I agree with you.
He was pissed.
He was pissed,
and he stormed out.
No doubt. Like what he said to him. Like it's funny. I have to admit, it's funny.
Right.
If he says your offense sucks, you can't gain a yard on me, and go rot in hell or whatever he said to him. And maybe there were more insults that are even funnier. Uh-huh. Like no offense, I don't know what they are. The story, in essence, is true that Wink was pissed.
And he walked out.
Out and basically said, good luck trying to find me. I'm going to ghost your asses.
And has anybody brought up his play sheet either? Has that come up?
What do you mean?
Are you even aware of this?
No.
So Wink Martindale's play sheet the entire year was blank on the other side. He had his plank. And on Sunday, his play sheet was Jack Bauer with a shooting gun with the 24 logo, like 24 hours. So now everybody's hit up, why did he not have that? And the belief is he knew it was 24 hours until he was the heck out of there, and suddenly that was on his play sheet. It's all over the internet, and you go back and watch the game. He coached the entire game with suddenly Jack Bauer in 24 hours on his play sheet, and he never did that all year.
Wink is starting to piss me off now.
That happened, TK.
Wow.
Can you produce a still shot from the game on Sunday that features the 24?
Yeah, I'm just going to search Wink.
Well, why don't you do it yourself? Go to NFL Plus, rewatch the game the way I do with all Tiki's games.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to get it in 2 seconds on Twitter.
Right, fine. Boy, this Wink Martindale, I tell you, he's a fool too. I'm sorry. He's a really good defensive coordinator, but he's coming across like a baby. A 62-year-old baby.
He's a sabotager. If he leaked it to Jay Glazer that there was discord.
He probably did.
In the organization.
I'm just calling it like I see it. Right now, everybody looks bad. That's how I see it.
I just retweeted Bobby Skinner, who had the still shot picture from the broadcast.
Nice.
All right. So bottom line is, he still hasn't resigned. He's on an airplane to Florida, and the Giants are being ghosted by Wink Martindale. Wait, so if he never resigns, and he just continues to ghost them, what happens?
Like, what? He can't work anywhere else?
It's like the Costanza line, if you can't fire me, I'm just not accepting it. Or I think it was, wasn't he breaking up, or the girl was breaking up with, no, he was breaking up with a girl, and she's like, I don't accept the breakup, and just continued on as if they were dating. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. We're still dating.
Oh, and then Kramer kept showing up to work where he didn't really work there.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. That's what makes this so difficult.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even really work, or I don't even really work here.
I'm confused.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Meola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. Men's National Team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.